Welcome to Live on Stage from the East Coast Blues and Roots Festival in Byron Bay. I'm Paul Petron. I'm sitting outside next to the Mojo stage where Casey Chambers and band have just walked on. You can hear a little bit of barricades and brick walls in the background. There's a huge audience out there at the Mojo stage at the East Coast Blues and Roots Festival. Casey Chambers, her career has taken off dramatically in the last few years after many, many years of hard work with the Dead Ringer band. Her first solo CD, called The Captain, was released in 1999, and last year, Barricades and Brick Walls. On stage, BJ Barker playing drums, Jeff McCormack bass, Mick Albeck fiddle, Glenn Hanna guitars and harmonies, Bill Chambers guitars and harmonies, and Casey Chambers. Let's get into the concert. Casey Chambers live on stage from the East Coast Blues and Roots Festival, Byron Bay.
Bailey! Such a huge pleasure to be back here at the Blues Festival. This is my favourite festival of the year. I've been told I'm not allowed to hit any really high notes tonight, just in case. we'll see how we go. I was kind of supposed to stop. My doctor told me I'm supposed to stop working like about a month ago. But this really is one of my favourite gigs of the year, so I just couldn't. Come back. Thank you so much. We're going to be playing a few songs from my new album, Barricades and Brick Walls, and also some songs from The Captain, and just a few of my favourite covers, a little bit of everything to try and keep as many people happy as we possibly can. I'm going to start off here with one from my Barricades album. And just to sort of tell you a little bit about myself, I spent the first 10 years of my life living on the Nullarbor Plain with my family, my dad. This is my dad over here, Bill Chambers, on the guitar.
G'day!
He packed up the family when I was about 3 weeks old and decided that he was going to move to the Nullarbor Plain and become a fox hunter, of all things. And we spent 10 years living out there, and it became a pretty special place to me, so I wrote this song called The Nullarbor Song.
Brighter than the city.
quiet up here. 100 miles away, you can hear the train on the line. The whistle blows just to break the silence. I wave just to break the time. hard to know where to put my guitar at the moment. I need to get a big hole cut in the back of it so I can just sort of slot it in there. Does anybody like country music here? When I was living on the Nullarbor, I was sort of only exposed to the music that my dad liked. You know, I had no radio or TV or anything, so I was kind of lucky, I guess, that he was listening to Hank Williams. It could have been a lot worse. So it's all his fault. This is a song that I wrote after listening to a whole week of Hank. This hot weather's playing with my guitar. Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? I wait.
I think the reaction says it all. About 5,000-6,000 people on stage out there in front of Casey Chambers and Band, live on stage from the East Coast Blues and Roots Festival. Let's get into more music. Casey Chambers and Band.
Festival, I think it was 6 years ago, and I couldn't get a gig here, but I was lucky enough to get up and sing a couple of duets with a couple of my heroes, Buddy Miller and Steve Earle, who I'm a huge fan of, and you know, Steve Earle's been like one of my biggest influences my whole life. My dad used to play a lot of Steve Earle albums as I was growing up, and it was honestly one of the biggest thrills of my whole life to get to sing with him. I was over at the Crossroads tent over there. But it's an even bigger thrill to bring him out here on stage tonight.
It's just the lights that bring you here, and not loneliness. That's what she says, but sometimes she forgets. If she tells you she don't need a man, she's had all the comfort she can't stand. You best believe every word she says. Papa, don't give up, 'cause sometimes she forgets. Oh, sometimes she forgets, but not too long, because she swore she wasn't gonna let her heart be broken anymore. Sitting there, she keeps it locked away, and it grows colder every day, and it won't warm to any man's caress. Says, but sometimes she won't give. Forgets that not too long ago she swore she wasn't gonna let her heart be broken anymore. So if you see her out tonight and she tells you it's just the light set, bring her here and now. Says, but sometimes she won't get. Oh, but don't give up, 'cause sometimes she won't get.
Let's see them. Steve Earle. I'm pretty excited. I nearly went into labor. I was that excited. Another one of my really big influences has been a lady called Lucinda Williams. She's sort of been my biggest female role model in music my whole life. So we're going to do one of her songs. and tune this guitar for me. If anyone needs a job, and they're really good at tuning guitars, I can't keep up with it. Sorry, I'm getting there. Everything takes me just a little bit longer than it used to at the moment. gentlemen, Glenn Hanna on the guitar and harmonies. Jeff McCormack on the bass guitar. BJ Barker back there on the drum. My dad, Bill Chambers, over there on the guitar, and the dobro, and the lap steel, and the harmonies. And the real star of the show, the ugly one of the band, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mick Albeck on the fiddle. We're going to make Mick do a fiddle tune. Do you want to hear a fiddle tune? It means you got a hoedown, though.
Thank you.
slow it down just a little bit. I can't hack that pace for much longer. I actually want to take this opportunity to thank everybody out there who bought my album, The Captain, or Barricades and Brick Walls, or the bonus disc, or the singles, or anything. Thanks so much for supporting our music for such a long time. It's quite amazing to come out to shows like this and see this many people. It's quite overwhelming, and yeah. It's very amazing, I gotta say. It's more than I ever hoped in my whole life that I'd be playing to crowds like this. I just can't believe it, so thank you very, very much.
I think a lot of people could get carried away with Casey Chambers, the Captain, live on stage at the East Coast Blues and Roots Festival. Casey Chambers, lead singing, playing guitars, BJ Barker, drums, Jeff McCormack, bass, Mick Albeck, playing the fiddle, Glenn Hanna, guitars and harmonies, Bill Chambers, guitars and harmonies, and a special appearance from Steve Earle a little bit earlier in the set. Thanks to our ABC production crew tonight, Kathy Peters, executive producer of Live on Stage, David Bates, Mark Don, Angus Kingston, Robert Apolloni. Next week, another great concert, Eric Bibb and Dave Bronze, recorded at the Port Fairy Folk Festival last month. I'm Paul Petron. This has been Live on Stage from the East Coast Blues and Roots Festival, Byron Bay. Casey Chambers and Band, here on ABC Radio National.